Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, welcome back in. It is a Daily Ticker edition today, live from the home of Lemon Pepper Chicken Wings, our good friend.
Yes.
The local scribe, the man who believes in journalism, Bill Orme himself, OregonLive.com, joining us live from the ATL. Shouty!
ATL!
How we doing, Bill?
I'm good. I didn't know where the man who believes in was going. I was like, but also, there was a magician at the media hospitality room last night here in Atlanta, where they, you know, they kind of corral all the media to keep us out of trouble and to keep us away from the lemon pepper chicken wings and whatnot. And this dude, I swear, like, I believe in magic. Like, I believe in witchcraft. I believe things I didn't know I believed, all because of what this man could do with a deck of cards and four, like, silver dollars. It blew my mind. Like, there were silver. I had an empty hand, and then a tight fist, and then there were silver dollars in my hand. Like, I don't understand how this happened. I realize that without the visuals, this is not landing in the way I needed to land. But you guys, magic is real.
Hold on. You got breaking news.
I mean, that is.
I think it's breaking news.
That's breaking news.
I think it is.
The great newsbreaker of our generation at the Oregonian just broke news. Magic is real.
It sounds like he might skip the game tonight to investigate how those coins got in his own hand.
Follow up column on this, man.
I have a lot of questions about the magic that could probably take the whole segment. So let me ask you this.
For sure.
We'll just let that stew for a while. Let me ask you quickly before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this game tonight. Pears, are they overrated, underrated, or properly rated in the fruit category?
Did you know the pear is the state fruit of Oregon?
Look at that. Look at that.
That's disgusting.
This great, beautiful state. We got great pears, don't we, Bill?
I mean, you guys are a great pear. I don't know if I would identify it as the state fruit.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment on the show and the backing of my opinion, because Dirt says pears are underrated. And I'm like, who buys pears?
When it's dripping down your chin, Bill, when you get a juicy pear and you bite into that thing and it's dripping down your chin, you can't tell me that's an elite fruit.
I cannot talk about things like this. It sounds inappropriate, even though it's not. I will say that as a generational product of Columbia River Gorge cherry farmers, I don't see how the Bing cherry is not the safer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
The cherry's good. I'll give you the cherry.
All right. We have Oregon, Indiana. Enough pear conversation here. Let's think of a thing in the offseason to change the state fruit. But let's talk about Oregon, Indiana. Great press conference from Cignetti and Lanning. Clearly a lot of respect between the two. It's a rematch. Hard to beat a team twice in one season, Bill. Where are you at on the game as we get ready to watch them kick it off tonight?
I know this isn't what you guys wanted me to turn this conversation to, but as a University of Montana graduate who watched Montana State beat the living hell out of my alma mater twice in a month, it's not that hard.
I saw my team lose to Washington twice in the same season 2 years ago. It ain't that hard. Yeah.
Hey, at least but this is where, like, this, you know, this is where the twain shall meet, which is, hey, you know, a few years ago Montana beat Washington. So it's like the revenge was executed on the front end by my alma mater on behalf of your alma mater. So I do think that, like, you know, I think that there are things like, oh, it's so hard to beat a team twice. These are things that get blown out of proportion, right? Like, it is if you lose, and it's not if you win. But I think this is, I think we're in for a great game. I think these are teams that are more evenly matched maybe than we feel based on the result from October. I mean, I go back to October and remember being in the press box on the sideline at the end of that game. I thought the Ducks were going to win up until about, you know, whatever, 6 minutes left. You know, until Dante Moore threw that interception that set up kind of that final field goal for Indiana, I still thought the Ducks were going to go back and answer and win the game. That's the amount of trust I had in them. And since then, Dante Moore's had 8 more starts. I think he's got a lot more poise. I think the Ducks are going to be in position in the fourth quarter to, you know, to win the game. And I have a lot of trust in their ability to do that now. We've seen it. You know, we've seen it in so many situations this season. Penn State, Iowa, you know, I think that their ability to execute is at a really high level right now. And so I think, you know, and I've written this, and I've said this, you know, the question is, will Oregon win? You know, who knows? I think they can. And I think that that's the best thing you can say about the Ducks right now, is like, they have the ability to go out and execute and win this game as underdogs. And I think I'm excited to see it. Like, we've waited a long time for this. I just think that the Ducks have earned a lot of trust in terms of their, you know, in terms of their ability to go execute. I think they have, you know, they certainly have the talent to do it. They're extremely well coached. Both teams are extremely well coached. I think Dan Lanning's going to have a couple of tricks up his sleeve. I do not think that this is going to be a coronation for Indiana. They might win the game, but the Ducks will make them work for it.
Do you think there's any chance that Dan Lanning talked to that magician last night and asked if he could heal the injuries of his running backs? Because all of a sudden we saw Noah Whittington show up as questionable last night.
My goodness, right?
Have you seen him walking around? Do you have any news to break for me, Bill? Because I'm panicked over here. I got people texting me. I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened. And if he can't go, could Bill Orem get 3 yards per carry tonight?
I mean, I could probably get 3 yards. On, like, I don't know how many carries it would take for me to get there, but I could eventually hammer my way to 3 yards. What a crazy situation. You know, when you just talk about, like, a confluence of events, whether it's the transfer portal and Jade Lamar was the Ducks' best running back at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, there were weeks on end that he was their most reliable running back. And now, you know, now you're talking about, oh, Jay Harris is going to have to play a meaningful role. Noah Whittington is hurt. Jordan Davidson is out. Like, it's just, you know, it's just kind of an unbelievable situation they find themselves in a national semifinal, guys. The national semifinal, and you're dealing with the transfer portal in this way. I mean, I won't be the first person to say it, but there's something jacked up with the system. I mean, the Ducks won the game last week with, what, 38 rushing yards? You know, I don't think that's going to get it done against Indiana, but I do think that, you know, Oregon has the ability to execute in a lot of different ways. I think they have the ability to generate yards on the ground without, you know, a traditional, you know, without, you know, their traditional 200 yards, you know, ground and pound game. You know, I think both sides will have to get creative, but I mean, that's a huge limiting factor, obviously, if they are really down to, you know, I mean, I think Noah Whittington's going to play, that, you know, based on nothing other than just, I guess, vibes, but I would expect Noah Whittington to play. I think that you know, if Jay Harris gets in there, I mean, you know, he has the ability to have an impact. I think that there's going to be, you know, I think that they're maybe going to be okay there, but it's obviously a suboptimal situation. It does make me laugh because, you know, when we're thinking about the impact of the transfer portal on this game, go back to earlier this week, my colleague James Crepia was asking Dan about, like, I think the backup nickel position. Yeah. And that's when Dan made the joke about how he was going to get in there and have to play the position. And that was for the backup nickel. Like, the Ducks actually might need Dan to go in and take a few reps at running back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bill Orem, our guest here, OregonLive.com, the Oregonian columnist over there in Atlanta, getting ready for Indiana and Oregon. I'll ask you this question because Bill Conley of ESPN.com gave us an answer of no, not exactly. And that was, do you trust Dante Moore in a big game with this on the line, given the injuries that are up in the air or are gonna play an impact in this game? Do you trust Dante Moore to lead the Ducks?
I do. I think that he has grown dramatically throughout this season. I think he is still, he had an interception against Texas Tech. There is the potential for him to put the ball in danger. And obviously they're going to have to really coach that and make sure that he's not giving the ball to Indiana. But I think that given the way the last game ended against the Hoosiers, that is front of mind. Like, I cannot stress this enough. Even with the amount Oregon got pushed around in the second half and the way that, obviously Indiana controlled possession in the fourth quarter, especially, the Ducks had controlled after the pick six, Brandon Finney's pick six, there were like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. The Ducks possessed the ball for like 1 minute of the final 12 minutes. Like, it was two interceptions from Dante. It was, great clock management and poise from Fernando Mendoza. I think that gap is closed. I think on October 11th, Fernando Mendoza was leaps and bounds better than Dante Moore. Dante, who was making his, sixth start in Eugene and, sixth start in, 2 years. I think that Dante has leveled up since then. Not to say that he's necessarily as poised as a senior Heisman Trophy winner, like Fernando, but, I think Dante has a lot to prove. I think he knows it. I think he wants redemption. I think that he has, he's incredibly in sync with his receivers. He and Malik Benson have something really special cooking right now. It feels like, Kenyon Sadiq. I do trust Dante Moore. What does that mean? I still think that he could be outplayed. I think the Ducks could lose, but at this point in the season, after 14 games of watching this team, I think Dante Moore's earned that, yeah.
One more for you, Bill. I'm curious. Obviously, Oregon going into the game tonight. As an alum, I'm faced with the reality of it's either going to be months of heartbreak or one of the most chaotic two-week stretches of my entire life because the matchup would be Oregon versus Miami, Mario Cristobal versus Dan Lanning. From a columnist angle, can you think of that's got to be the juiciest of possible outcomes in a national championship matchup?
I mean, we've been talking about this, among reporters among ourselves at the Oregonian, we've been talking about this since before the Orange Bowl, just the trajectory of can you imagine if this was Oregon versus Mario? And, I don't necessarily think that anybody thought that Miami was going to get there just given the path, because at the time you thought, hey, they're going to be Ohio State and they're probably going to be Georgia. That's really, that's a difficult road. But credit to Miami for, figuring it out. I mean, that was a team that we weren't sure was even going to get in the playoff. And now they have a chance to go win a national championship in front of a home crowd. I mean, that's going to be an insane environment, regardless of who the opponent is. From a story standpoint and from a theater standpoint, I mean, if the Ducks win tonight, there will be, 10 days until the national championship game on the 19th, we will hear more about Mario Cristobal and Oregon. I did write about this leaving Miami, just sort of the idea that this worked out so well for both sides. And I didn't cover Mario. I have no connection to Mario whatsoever. You know, Dan got hired a few months before I landed at the Oregonian. But, like, I don't think any Oregon fan at this point would say that they would want it any other way. And you go back to, like, what a sky is falling moment it was when Mario left. And, you know, Oregon is a stepping stone program. They're not going to be able to keep a coach. Like, everybody keeps doing this. It was Willie. It's Mario. You know, Mario helped raise the floor at Oregon in a really significant way in terms of you know, the national recruiting brand, beefing up along the lines, you know, kind of instilling a bit of an SEC culture that I think, you know, made it a little bit of a plug and play situation for Dan Lanning to come in. And obviously he's taking it to whole new levels. But if you're an Oregon fan, like, you're thrilled with the way this worked out because you've got the right guy at the helm. And even if Mario hadn't left for Miami, I mean, which is kind of hard to imagine because of course he was going to leave for Miami. Like, he was always going to be a flight risk at Oregon, you know, whether it was, you know, an SEC job or whatever, like, you know, was Mario Cristobal going to be at Oregon for 15 years? Like, probably not. You know, Dan Lanning is, you know, again, I don't believe that he's never going to leave. At some point he will leave, obviously, but like, he's locked in and he's committed and he's not, you know, he's not using this as a stepping stone job. And so I think, you know, this is a situation where, you know, things worked out so well for everybody involved. And maybe best of all for, I mean, Miami has a case here, but best of all for the Ducks.
Yeah. There we go. Good stuff. Bill Orem, OregonLive.com, the columnist for the Oregonian, a believer in magic, not so much in pairs, but in Dante Moore as well. Thank you for hopping on this morning. It's been a busy week for you, I'm sure, with the travel. Enjoy the game tonight, man. Hope there are good story forms for you. We're looking forward to reading the column, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, guys, and very curious to see what the storyline we're locking in on next week is.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.